would you take this call?
Hi, Mishki Broadcast.
This is Lyle.
Pardon me?
This is Lyle.
Hi, Lyle.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What's on your mind tonight?
Mishki's coming up with these big words called frivolity and...
Frivolity? Is that what you said?
Yeah, what is that word?
Frivolity is like a little elfin gnomes leaping through the woods singing happy songs.
Right, right.
Do you agree, Fred?
Yes, elfin gnomes are great leaping through the woods, and that is frivolity.
Yes, I thought so.
You're 100%. I think Vic would agree with that, too.
Every time I hear the word frivolity, I think of little gnomes leaping through the woods singing happy songs.
The world needs more of those, and we need to report on that leaping, that frolicking, that frivolity. We need to see it in the paper instead of a disappointed person with a purple face. We need to see a gnome leaping and have people all over the city laughing in the morning, getting their paper going, look at the happy little gnome.
Right, right. And we need to do that, Tom and Nancy. And
are you happy, Fred?
I'm happy, but sometimes people think I'm slap happy, including my wife. I was out to Cub with her Saturday, and I was sitting there on the bench waiting for her to come around so I could pay the bill for all the stuff she picks up. And then the little kid driving in one of those little cars where they got a couple of steering wheels in it, I caught eye with that little kid, and I started to make some commotion with them, and then the same one with another one. Pretty soon I was singing. And then my wife came over, and she put a rapid... that I was offending her, and
ouch.
And then
what a killjoy Bonnie's become.
She's gotten, she ever got along with me for 55 years. Of course, she claims I've gotten worse as I get older.
Could you put Bonnie on?
No, she won't. I don't think she'd talk.
You got to tell her Mishki needs to speak with her.
Well, I'll see if she will.
Tell her it's very important.
She's awake, and
it's very important. Is she dressed?
She's awake, and she's decent here.
Tell her
okay.
It's important. I need to speak with her. Don't tell her the subject matter.
Tommy says he has to speak with you.
Bonnie?
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
I don't know whether or not we've spoken before, have we?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Okay.
I was at, remember when we were at the cave that time?
Oh, okay, sure, that's right.
I was there.
Okay, that's right, I remember.
That's the only time.
Okay, several years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a fact that when you and Fred are out, he embarrasses you? Yeah, seriously.
Did he tell you that?
Well, do we need to get the answer to that before you'll tell me?
Oh, certainly. I would freely tell you, he's embarrassed me many a time.
And what is it about being out with him that's embarrassing?
What is it about it? Because he just acts weird sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that people will think he's crazy.
Have you at times actually worried that people are going to feel you are with perhaps
a
mentally challenged relative that you're taking care of? You don't have that same sort of throw caution to the wind, devil may care attitude,
no.
Happy-go-lucky.
No. He and I are very different,
mm-hmm.
as you probably have noted.
Is that...
But, I mean, who else would be like him?
True. But is that aspect of his personality, that silly, childlike gnome, is that attractive to you? Are you attracted to that? You're not attracted to that part of his personality?
No. And I think he's kind of acquired that as the years have gone by.
Mm-hmm. So he's going into that second childhood we hear about so much.
You might say that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you haven't been able to follow him down that path.
Well, I'm just trying to avoid that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like normalcy, and he does not see the value in that.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to be normal.
Is there any joy in normalcy?
I think so.
Where?
Oh, just the security of it.
Security.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a security blanket for you.
Yeah, it is. Does that seem weird to you? I think you're probably more like Fred.
Yeah, the need for normalcy as a security blanket strikes me as a kind of a needy thing.
Kind of
a crutch. Mm. I mean, if you're out and you're not with Fred and you see someone, an older gentleman, singing out loud in line at a bank, are you embarrassed for that person?
No.
So it's only because of your relationship with Fred.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the act of making funny faces and singing and being goofy out in public, that doesn't really annoy you. It's that you're related to the man doing that.
It's probably, what would they think? What will they think of me for being with him?
Right. And have you ever, in any of these times with Fred when he's gotten this way, have you ever been certain that someone else was annoyed by what Fred was doing?
I didn't hear that last.
Has anyone ever said to you or shown you that they are annoyed by Fred's behavior? Ever?
I really can't tell you that so much.
Yeah. So there's a possibility that all this craziness exhibited by your husband has never bothered so much as a single soul, except for you.
Well, I guess I have to. I think that expressions on people's faces, they've never said. I don't recall anybody ever saying anything, but...
Expressions of surprise?
Well, just kind of disgust.
Disgust?
Yeah.
People are disgusted with Fred when he sings, really?
Well, I think so sometimes. You know, there's a lot of different people in the world.
Uh-huh.
They're not all just keyed into...
And you sort of take that personally when they exhibit that disgust.
I do, because I'm pretty closely associated with him.
Right.
For the last 55 years.
Right. Have you gotten to the point where you actually, if you can avoid it, don't go out with him publicly? If you can get out of it, if it can be something just he can do, you'll stay away knowing what could happen.
Yeah, sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, why are you asking so many questions, Tommy?
Well, it's just become clearer over the years as I've talked more and more with Fred about these experiences during the day that it's become clear to me that you're more and more turned off by how more extreme he gets in these public situations. And I'm sensing a crash somewhere down the line. I'm sensing Fred one day taking that step just one step too far, and you having seen just one too many public displays, and
You mean a crash like me having a heart attack or something?
I don't know. Something, it's been building, this thing has. I sense a buildup.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred shows no signs of letting up. In fact, it's getting worse, as you said.
Yeah.
And you show no signs of being any more open to it.
Yeah. So, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah. Now, I'm no marriage counselor, but I wonder what one would say in this situation. There's almost a Dear Abby letter here, but I don't know.
Hmm.
How many years you been together?
What advice would you give me? How many years? It's going to be 55.
Man.
New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. Yep. Can you believe it? That I could stay with this guy for so long. Well, he probably thinks the same thing about me.
Did anyone ever try to steer you away from him?
No.
When you were courting him?
No.
Was there anybody who ever said, a funeral director? Are you out of your mind?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Have any women, friends of yours, in these later years, as Fred gets more and more eccentric, said, it's got to be tough on you, Bonnie, being with that freak? Something along those lines.
No, I think people haven't come right out. I'm sure they probably think it, but...
Do you know that you sound about 25 years younger than Fred?
Oh, well, that's...
Are you the same age?
No, I am a little younger, not a great deal.
No. Did Fred ever smoke?
No.
Yeah, you
no,
sound.
No, never has.
You sound like you could be his daughter. Really?
Well, do you really think you're talking to his wife?
Well, that would be quite the prank. That would be quite the gag, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be a turnaround?
Wouldn't that be cute? Yeah, it'd be cute, but of course, if there is really a Bonnie, then the question would be, who the heck are you and does she know about you?
Yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed speaking with you. I just wanted to talk to you. Years and years of talking to Fred.
I know. Well, I think I talked to you once when Fred was... I called you and told you when Fred was in the hospital once.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
How's his health right now?
Oh, it's... 97 what? No, he's not feeling really well.
He's not?
Yeah, no.
Is it his heart? Is that the concern?
Well, no, not so much. It's more my heart.
That's why he's not feeling well?
Well, no, but I mean, I'm the one that has the heart problem.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you less healthy than Fred?
Well, I don't know. I'm more healthy than Fred,
yeah,
I think. Yeah. I get around, okay. And,
mm-hmm.
And
Does he drive still?
Uh-huh.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not as, as much as used to. I don't think we're going to go on any long motor trips.
Right.
But we've been on many of them, and we've had a good life, Tommy.
You have?
Yeah. We really have.
He was the right guy.
Yeah, I guess he kind of keeps me on edge, and maybe that's good.
Well, you're a good sport, Bonnie.
It keeps life from getting boring. At least we can say that.
Yeah, that. And believe me, if you were with a boring guy for even so much as a weekend, you'd come screaming for Freddie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boredom
is the
ultimate. Sin, I think.
I want my Freddy back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay, nice to talk to you,
nice
Tommy.
To talk
do you
to
want
you.
Him back again now? Do you?
No, he's all yours.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
Did you hear that, Wildcat?
Oh, that was fabulous.
Had you ever heard Bonnie before?
I've met Bonnie.
Oh, right, in
yes.
the backyard.
Yes.
Does
mm-hmm.
she look younger than Fred?
I would say she does.
She certainly does not have the years in her voice that he has in his.
Exactly. Hearing her is one thing. Seeing she looks younger than Fred, but she sounds a lot younger than Fred.
For a moment there, just a moment, I thought I was. This was going to be an Alan Funt type of deal, and it was going to be his daughter.
When and you've spoken to the daughter, haven't you?
Yes,
Deb, is that
remember,
her name?
I can't. Boy, that's a good memory if that's true.
Down in Florida, as I recall?
Yeah, down in Florida. Boy, you got a good memory.
Boca Raton? I don't recall.
I used to have a memory like yours.
Well, mine is fading fast.
No.
Pretty soon I'll be standing in line at the bank singing and embarrassing Vic.
I had someone today ask quite a few questions about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said...
That wasn't nice of your mother.
No, it was a gentleman. And he said... Who is this Nancy? Who is this Wildcat? He said. And he says, she calls your program a lot. And I said, calls? Is that what it sounds like on the radio? As though she's on the phone? I said, she's there. She said, okay, well, who is she and what is she doing there? And I explained the whole story of how, you used to come on and report a murder in Minneapolis, a bank robbery here, and it was just bringing me down, and so I just dispensed with it, and we still had the appearance without the news, and he understood, and then he said, then, who's Nancy?
It's confusing for a lot of people.
Apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. I just thought the voice, as the only female voice on this show, it would be quite obvious that Nancy Fox and Wildcat would be the same person, but... That really threw him.
And is this fellow a regular listener?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would think someone who listens on a very regular basis would conclude that on their own.
See, I'm worried that after years of doing this, the show is still not viewed or listened to the way I think it is. That just the idea that someone could say, who's this Wildcat who calls all the time? And that's a regular listener. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Maybe they're also thinking... I do a straight news show. I don't know. I don't know what people think of.
Would you like to clear up the confusion, or are you happy with the fact that some people are you know, not quite getting the fact that Nancy Fox and Wildcat are one and the same.
I don't know. The idea that they could confuse you with a regular caller.
That is slightly disturbing because normally you hear that, the phone line tone to someone who's on the phone.
I was really thrown today. Anyway, we're in the final days of this broadcast. My last show is going to be Friday evening.
Yeah, my last show with you is tomorrow.
Your last show with me is tonight, kiddo.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I am not here tomorrow night, but I'm here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
All right.
I'm just learning now that you're not here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So this, although obviously not our last show together, because you're going to be in the new time slot as well, but for this Mishki broadcast, late night, flyoverland evening program that's been around for a dozen years, this will be our last night together. And because Wildcat's hours are 6 to 11:30 or midnight.
Midnight technically,
I guess. Yeah. Because that, the new hours, I come on after the 5:30 news. So the very first time you'd hear news on what would be my show, it would be Nancy again. So that part isn't changing that much. But this will be the last time that we have this kind of a show. And every night this week is going to be a little tougher and a little tougher. And Friday night, it'll be a little tougher yet. And we will end the Mishki broadcast. And something new will be born January 2nd. And what that will be, you'll just have to listen in and determine for yourself. But so there's a bit of a countdown here. Wildcat, technically now you have two more appearances on this show with me. Wow, it's come to this.
Wow. Well, if you'd like, I could call in Friday, and we could really confuse that gentleman you talked about earlier.
Let's do that.
Okay.
You'd shake it. You'd tip it.